the 11 o'clock hour. Theoretically. Of Wilde and Tausch begins now. All right, Tausch, I want to get some semblance of control of the show here. And by the way, if you're one of our fans who like has specific times when they're in the car and our window for you listening is not going to be a whole lot of content, I apologize. We will do a better job tomorrow. We did run into some technical issues, so that's why we're kind of a mess. But I do, if you missed Bulaga, I cannot recommend enough, and I know Joshy and Jesse will chop up that trust stuff, but the conversation we were having about Rashid Walker was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And that was insight from two guys who played 20-plus years in the league. So you're not going to want to miss that. So if you missed it earlier, we will get that cut up. We'll have it, obviously, on the podcast and on YouTube later. Tausch, I do want to ask one thing, and then I want to get to another break so we can get kind of things under control a little bit. While we're talking about how great it is that Rashid Walker is knocking out the competition at left tackle, we know Zach Tom will be the right tackle. I think he's going to maybe do some team stuff after family night passes. We know that Elton Jenkins is a left guard. We know that Josh Myers, at least for this season, is the center. I don't know what the odds are, though, of those four and whoever wins the right guard job are going to play all 17 games. And I bring this up all the time, but one of the reasons why the 2014 meltdown was so brutal was they were so healthy. The offensive line, one starter, Bulaga, missed one game, and it was in week two. That was it. The rest of the time, their offensive line started all their games together, and that makes a huge difference in a line. So when we're talking about Andre Dillard, who has not had a good camp, and Matt LaFleur has had to try to find ways to say, you know, he's learning and he's been okay at left tackle. Like, if he has to be your swing tackle, that's not ideal. So how concerning is it that we're looking at, hey, we know who the starting four and a half should be, but beyond that, oh boy, I don't know.
Well, I think you always want to have that swing tackle. That's because what you mentioned, something is going to happen. And you hope it's limited where there's only one or two guys that miss some games. Nobody's out for the year. Mm-hmm. But that's always who's going to be your center if something happens to Josh Myers. That's easy. It's Elton Jenkins. Elton Jenkins is going to be the center here for the next 5 or 6 years, in my opinion. And you slide him in, and I think that's where, well, Jordan Morgan play right guard to put Sean Ryan at left guard, and everybody will be boop, boop, boop. But when you don't have that guy, that Zach Tom busts a shoelace, mm-hmm. and he's got to miss a third and seven, well, who are we putting out there? I'm under the assumption it's going to be Jordan Morgan. But the fact that they're not even repping him at offensive tackle makes me wonder, well, what is their plan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they know yet. I think mm-hmm. there is another player, and you'd have to tell me who it is, that they really like, that is getting reps and that is ready to grab that other spot, because that is a spot. You need someone to snap the football and an interior guy, and you need the guy that you can plug and play if something happens to your tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I think the preseason will determine, and I don't think it's going to be Dillard. I think Dillard, first-round pick, all the stuff, that was the league comes at you fast. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he'll pick it up, but I think this will be an interesting thing, and somebody will emerge and take that spot.
All right, so today, right now, down at practice, it's a veteran rest day, so Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Elton Jenkins have the day off, all right? So Elton Jenkins, not on the offensive line.
What a world.
I know you're jealous. On top of that, Josh Myers isn't here. He's been dealing with a family thing, so he is gone today. So your starting offensive line, per Wes Hodkowitz of Packers.com, from left to right, Rashid Walker at left tackle, Royce Newman at left guard, Sean Ryan at center.
Interesting.
Jordan Morgan at right guard and Andre Dillard at right tackle. And I say this not to be a smart ass or to be mean-spirited, but if the Green Bay Packers have to play that fivesome on the offensive line, thoughts and prayers for Jordan Love. Because that's a dangerous...
No, Sean Clifford will be playing when that offensive line's out there.
Well, not in the regular season. There, if Jordan's healthy, he won't be for much longer. Like, I'm just saying that is, this is how tenuous that you have some broken shoelaces and a broken chin strap, as Campy used to say, and this is what you have. And this is not an ideal lineup. So,
I would agree.
You were in the Rocky Mountains. Did you taste the refreshing cold Blue Mountains of Coors Light while you were in the Rocky Mountains?
Indeed we did, and boy, it's just even better. The altitude, the blue cans, Coors Light, through that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. Oh, they were blue. And that means it was chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
So one other thing has happened at practice, which I am not at right now, that I want to get Tausch's reaction to. We'll do that, and then we'll play trivia thereafter. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll have trivia coming up next, but before that, Tausch, again, I'm not at practice. I'm going to catch the last half hour after the show ends today, but Marshawn Lloyd, according to those there, just had a 50-yard touchdown run.
Nice!
Now, here's my question for you, because he's a guy that did not take part in practice early on. He had a hip injury. But we've seen good things from A.J. Dillon. He's in great shape. He has been quicker to breaking through the through the line of scrimmage. He's looked more explosive, I think, in most of our opinions. They're obviously excited about Josh Jacobs, who's not practicing today. He's got a groin issue. So this is an opportunity with the ones for Marshawn Lloyd. The quarterback called him a little rocket in the backfield during the offseason. When a guy gets an opportunity like today after missing time and then does something like this, you always talk about getting the coach's attention. Has he succeeded by doing what he just did?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to do it in practice, and that, you know, coaches work up a little bit, but you have to do those things in games.
Well, everybody, it appears we're having some more technical difficulties connecting with Jason and Tausch as the show continues. So we will step aside and take a quick commercial break. Wilde and Tausch trivia is coming up on the other side of the break. 800-990-3776 is the number for you to get in to play Wilde and Tausch trivia. 800-990-3776. That is different than the usual phone number that you would call. 800-990-3776. We'll play Wilde and Tausch trivia coming up next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
All right, so I lied. I believe we're about to have a downpour here in Green Bay.
What's wrong, Big Soft? A little rain scared you away?
A little sugar, yeah, I'm melting.
Are you going to melt?
It's hard to do radio when it's pouring, which I've done once before, but it was a struggle. So I'm going to finish the show, and then I'll walk down there with my little umbrella for the final half hour.
Get your little rain jacket and umbrella. Can you take an umbrella down, or is that too soft?
No, but I was, again, you weren't here for this, but the one day that it poured really, really badly, and they stayed out there for an hour, I was called a soccer mom because I wore one of those disposable ponchos, which, by the way, kept me pretty dry and worked pretty well for doing the radio show. But it's time now for trivia, and it's Wildy and Tausch, Tausch's kids trivia. Joshy, who do we have as our contestants?
Oh, I guess that's important information I need to share with you guys, huh?
This has been quite a show.
What a deal.
All right, we've got two callers here. We've got Josh in Milwaukee and Kevin from Milwaukee as well.
All right, so Josh and Kevin. Tausch, do they get to draft whether they want Eleanor's questions or Max's questions?
Yeah. And I'm going to say this. Eleanor's questions are more difficult. Can I give that away?
Well, all right. Then good morning, John. Good morning, Kevin. John, I assume after that. Josh, sorry.
It's close to Josh.
Yep. Thank you.
Josh.
Yep, we're ready.
All right, Tausch, take it away.
All right, Josh/Jason/Kevin. I'm not sure who I'm even talking to. Here we go. Which of these, Rocky Mountains are known for their lakes, their beautiful lakes carved out into the mountain canyons. Which of these is not a lake in the Rocky Mountains? Is it Emerald Lake, Dream Lake, or Tebow Lake?
I'll say Dream Lake.
That is incorrect.
Remember, I don't have the answers here, so you're going to
I understand. That's why I said that was incorrect. Tim Tebow, for as great as he was, as far as I know, does not have a lake named in the Rocky Mountains yet. Okay. Question. Let's flip the question over to Kevin. Kevin, same frame, which of these is not a lake in the Rocky Mountains? Is it Bear Lake, Fern Lake, or Elway Lake?
I'm going to go with the first one, Bear Lake. Oh.
That is incorrect. Okay. I guess the kids' questions are all tough. Again, John Elway, great quarterback, does not have a lake named after him in the Rocky Mountains, not as far as we know. All right, here we go. Josh. What is,
to be
what
honest,
is one
I
of the names of a mountain in the Rocky Mountain range? Is the name of a mountain in the range of the Rocky Mountains Copper Mountain, Pella Mountain, or Tungsten Mountain?
Copper Mountain.
Nailed it. Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Correct. Yeah, I was going to say, we could go 0-6 today, which I don't think has ever happened. Copper Mountain has a great little handmade roller coaster. One of those deals where you get on it and you can control the speed yourself. Really cool mountain range if you're in the Rocky Mountains. All right, Kevin. Coors Light is brewed in which Colorado city? Is it Denver, Golden, or Boulder?
It better be Golden. I'm going to go with B, Golden.
That is correct, Amunda. So we're all right. Everybody's got one. All right.
Now we're rolling.
Here's where it gets difficult.
All
right, Josh.
Oh, here.
This is where it gets difficult. I don't know. The first questions must have been jessied up. Last one. How many lakes are there in the Rocky Mountains? Is there 1,100, 546, or 665?
Oh, dear.
I know.
I'll say 546.
Talk to Eleanor. 546 is correct.
Boom.
How did you guess that, Josh? Just in fairness, how did you guess that one, Josh?
I don't know. I got T-ball wrong, you know? So, I mean, it just doesn't matter how many
I hear you
right now.
I thought that was the hardest question of the group, and I don't know if I'm going to be right, but beautifully done. You got two, so I'll let Jason finish that part off. Kevin, last question. Which of these statements about the Rocky Mountains is true? Which of these statements is true? Is it A, it has the highest mountain in the United States of America? It has the highest trees in the United States of America, or It has the highest or the highest paved trail in the United States of America. Which of these statements is true?
Boy, oh boy, these are tough. I'm going to go with C, the last one.
That is correct. Bing, bing, bing.
Wow.
Nicely done.
At 12,183 feet, which is way up there, the highest paved trail in the United States of America is in the Rocky Mountains. Again, 12,183 feet high. So, very rare. Pulled off the very rare Wildy and Tausch trivia. Both getting question one wrong. Mm-hmm. And both getting the two and three spots correct. Both getting three entries into tomorrow's drawing. Lord knows if we do it. Thank you, fellas, for playing. I'll let the kids know that the questions are a little too difficult.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Love you.
Thank
guys.
You.
All right, look at that. A couple of love you guys at the end. We love it.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty good day. Pretty good day.
So the Tebow and the Elway answers, I think, were just a little – I think maybe they got a little confused by the question there. I think they we might have actually had a perfect day had we not had those issues. All right, we need to wrap things up. Practice continues down at Ray Nitschke Field. We'll finish things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, Tausch, great to have you back. Not so great to have technical difficulties. You're still frozen on the video screen. Your thoughts on your triumphant return to the show after your rocky travels from the Rocky Mountains?
Good one.
Thanks.
Good one. Good trivia. Great job by the contestants. I think there's a couple of things. You mentioned some of the reporting. Obviously, Marshawn Lloyd with his first big splash play down at practice. And then that kicking game, which is, I think, at the top of a lot of Packer fans' minds as far as how the competition is going to shake out. The problem with kicking, it's such a, you know, it's there. And Anders had a tough day. It sounds like missed a couple already. That is going to be something to continue to watch as this camp unfolds, and how many kicker, how that all shakes out, it obviously is going to be important as we're getting into some games, which start tonight with the Bears playing the Texans.